Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a report published today has found that almost 70% of injury insurance claims, that's 70% of injury insurance claims, were settled through litigation in 2023 rather than via the state's Injuries Resolution Board. However, the report by the central bank says the average settlement of less than €150,000 was the same, regardless of whether the case went to litigation or was handled by the Injuries Board. That's between 2015 and 2023. For some reaction to the report now, I'm joined by Brian Hanley, who's CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Brian, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac. Nice to be with you.
It's important to tell people, I suppose, that this report from the central bank relates to employers' liability and public liability and commercial property markets. But given the average settlement is the same, Brian, and given legal fees are 23 times higher through the litigated channel, with no benefit, it seems, to the claimant, why then do you think so many people are opting to pursue their case through litigation rather than that the State Injuries Board?
I suspect that people don't realise that that this is an issue and they don't know any different, because why would they? They can only go on the legal advice that they receive as to what is in their best interests. And I think today's central bank report seems to suggest that it isn't necessarily in their best interests, or that they always have the most to gain from going this route. Because as you said, average awards are the same in either case, whether settled at the Injuries Board or litigation. And indeed, Cormac, some might be a bit worse off, as it takes almost 6 years to settle a claim via litigation compared to 2 or 3 years at the Injuries Board. And the broader consequences here, of course, are that the overall cost of claims settled by insurers and ultimately paid for by policyholders will be significantly and often unnecessarily greater than they might need to be.
Yeah, I suppose, though, at the point of taking the case, you don't know that. And maybe that's the problem.
Well, bear in mind, too, that, you know, settlements now are determined by the personal injury guidelines. So the awards should, and indeed are now, it's now being borne out in the data today, the awards should be the same whether you're settling through the Injuries Board or in the litigation channel or indeed at the courts, because the guidelines provide very specific criteria for different brackets of injuries and based on different levels of severity. So there should be a continuity and a predictability. You know, and bear in mind, I think that, you know, whilst it's absolutely appropriate people have access to good legal advice if they need it, I really do struggle to believe that 70% of cases are that complex or contentious as to require drawn-out litigation if you consider that only 3% of cases actually end up going to the courts.
I suppose, yeah, but then I'm sure lawyers would say that every case turns on its own facts. There are so many variables in these types of cases, the operation or the activity, the accident itself, previous history, contributing negligence, and then any evaluation of damage and so on. So there's a lot to contend with.
Well, the Injuries Board, formerly the Personal Injuries Assessment Board, has been on the go for 20 years, and they're very well equipped and very efficient at dealing with cases in assessing appropriate awards. And we can see that now, because the awards are no different that they're giving relative to those that are going through in the litigation channel. And indeed, there have been significant reforms of the Injury Board in recent years to attract and retain more cases, because it's in everybody's interest that cases are settled there. They have new mediation service for more contentious or complex cases. And so I think that the worry would be that we're seeing this trending significantly in the wrong direction in terms of the increase in cases, a 17% increase in the last 5 years of cases going to litigation. And it's certainly going the wrong way if we want to see premiums coming down.
Is all of this affecting insurance premiums, do you think, Brian?
Oh, I'm certain it is. We know that the volume of claims and the size of awards contribute directly to the premiums that businesses, sports, community and voluntary groups are paying. And we also know that legal fees are added to the cost of claims is adding an additional over 60% onto the cost of settling these claims, you know, which is a significant sum of money, all of which then has to be paid for by policyholders.
Sorry, I was just going to say, is it not then fair enough in terms if there are payouts by insurance brokers or insurance providers? I mean, does it not follow that the cost of it will go up?
Well, There's certainly, the report was very clear that premiums have gone up, I think by 4% on the year. However, it also found that insurer profits went up by 13% on the year, or 175 million to you and me. Mm-hmm. So they're not putting up premiums on sufferance. And the previous government didn't introduce wholesale reforms of the insurance sector for the sole enrichment of insurance companies. They did it because they recognised insurance had become unaffordable. And I think it must be galling at this stage, as it is for businesses and other groups, to see the volume of claims coming down, premiums going up, but the only thing premiums aren't going up faster than are insurance company profits, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Claims, the total cost of claims in 2023 was €630 million. And that's arising out of a total number of claims. The total number was 31,500. But when you compare that, Brian, to 2009, there were 50,600 claims made. So the number of claims has gone down. And I just wonder what else can be done, because the government did say today, Simon Harris, that more has to be done and will be done to tackle or reform the insurance industry. So where would you point them to?
Well, a significant concern at present is the proposed increase in personal injury awards currently before the Minister for Justice, with the recommendation that they would go up by 17%. And the size of that increase and the frequency of reviews threatens to actually drive more cases into litigation and out of the Injuries Board, which is the exact opposite of government policy in recent years. And that's because, it takes about 2 to 2.5 years to resolve a claim at the Injuries Board. But if we're going to have upward reviews every 3 years, claimants are just going to be incentivized to push their claim into litigation in the expectation of a larger award. And not only will the award go up, but the cost of the claim will grow considerably because of the litigation costs that we've just discussed. And businesses, sports, community and voluntary groups just can't afford for this to happen.
Yeah, is it business mostly, small business, that you get gripes and complaints about this from? Because I spoke actually, as it happened coincidentally, with a small business owner this morning who mentioned straight off the bat when I asked how business was, insurance. He says insurance is killing him. And that's one anecdotal example. But who do you hear complaints from when people complain about insurance?
Well, the Alliance is made up of 48 representative bodies from every sector of society, from small and medium businesses across tourism and hospitality. We also represent community and voluntary organisations and sporting associations. And all of these have come together because the cost of insurance in this country was recognised a long time ago as being far too high. I mean, the awards had been considerably higher, indeed as much as 440% higher than our nearest neighbours in England prior to the introduction of the guidelines. Mm. And this is still a concern. And what's very frustrating now is the threat that the awards might increase, meaning you can be as sure as anything that if awards go up, insurers will see it as an opportunity, notwithstanding the reforms, to increase premiums. And that's just something that business owners like the ones you spoke to today just can't afford.
And action on reform, not fast enough, you say?
We need to see more. We had a very significant programme of reform by the last government, including the introduction of the guidelines and the reform of the duty of care and occupiers' liability. And there is to be a new programme of reform. But the first thing we need is for them not to take a step back and undo some of the work that is necessary, you know, in terms of increasing the volume of claims at the Injuries Board, mm-hmm. by putting up awards right now, because that's exactly what it will do.
Okay, if you are a business or a charity or a sports organisation or other struggling with the cost of all of this, let me know. The 51551, the email is drivetime@rte.ie. But Brian Hanley, CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, thank you.